This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about those times when things get down to the wire. If there's one situation that can rattle me, it is surely when things get down to the wire. But over the years, I've learned to remind myself of two things. One, I serve a promise-keeping God. And two, God can do His best work sometimes when things get down to the wire. And that's likely because, as the saying goes, I am no longer trying to fix, manage, and control things, but I have come to a place of surrender. And when I turn to the scriptures, I think about David's life and how things got down to the wire for him on more than one occasion. So in the first instance, God had promised David that he would be crowned king. And we know that he was named king, but he wouldn't be crowned king until 13 years later. And it is during those lapse years that you can think maybe God has now rescinded his promise or has second thoughts. But we know that in the end, David was crowned king. And the second instance is that God promised him that he would have an everlasting family line. Yet on more than one occasion, David's family dwindled. It got down to the wire with just one or two family members. But in the end, David had an everlasting family line. So if you feel like things are down to the wire for you, let me comfort you with God's promise to you. See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, will he not much more than clothe you? Matthew 6:28-30. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today you serve a promise-keeping God.